Purusha, Kamaha Vajami. Houston! Hare Krishna! And welcome to the Waves of Devotion at 106.1 FM. We are your hosts, Radha
and Vasavi.
So, for the past 2 weeks, you guys have finally heard from Kalasudha and Advaita. So, I hope you guys had a good time with them. They came back after such a long time, which is really, really nice to hear them.
Yeah.
So, Vasavi, guess what the topic is for today?
I don't know.
Well, I'm going to talk about the alphabets.
What?
Yeah. So, but before getting into the topic more, I want to chant a few verses from the Bhagavad Gita as it is.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Bhagavad Gita, as it is, Chapter 18, The Perfection of Renunciation. Text 1.
Arjuna Uvacha Sanyasasya Mahabaho Tattvam Ichhami Veditum Tyagasya Cha Hrishikesha Pruthak Keshini Sudana.
The Supreme Lord said, Arjuna said, O mighty armed one, I wish to understand the purpose of renunciation and of the renounced order of life, O killer of the Keshi demon Hrishikesha.
Text 2.
Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Kamyanam Karmanam Nyasam Sanyasam Kavayo Viduhu Sarva Karma Palatyagam Pratustyagam Vichakshana Vichakshana.
The Supreme Lord said, to give up the results of all activities is called renunciation by the wise. And that state is called the renounced order of life by great learned men.
Text 3.
Tyajyam dosha vadityeke karma prahur manishinaha yagna dana tapah karma natyajyam iti chapare.
Some learned men declare that all kinds of fruitive activities should be given up. But there are yet other sages who maintain that acts of sacrifice, charity, and penance should never be abandoned.
Text 4.
Nishchayam shrunu me tatra Tyage bharata sattama Tyago hi purusha vyagra Trivida samprakirtitaha.
O best of the Bharatas, hear from me now about renunciation. O tiger among men, there are three kinds of renunciation declared in the scriptures.
Text 5.
Yagna dana tapah karma natyajyam karyam eva tat yagno danam tapashchaiva Pavanani Manishinam.
Acts of sacrifice, charity, and penance are not to be given up, but should be performed. Indeed, sacrifice, charity, and penance purify even the greatest souls.
Text 6. Etanyapitu karmani sangam tyaktva palani cha kartavyani time partha nishchitam matam uttamam.
All these activities should be performed without any expectation of result. This should be performed as a matter of duty, O son of Pritha. That is my final opinion.
Text 7. Niyatasya tu sanyasaha karmano no papadyate mohatasya parityagas tamasa parikirtitaha.
Prescribed duties should never be renounced. If, by illusion, one gives up his prescribed duties, such renunciation is said to be in the mode of ignorance.
Text 8. Dukham ityeva yat karma kaya klesha bhayatyajet sakritva rajasam tyagam naiva tyaga phalam labhet.
Anyone who gives up prescribed duties as troublesome or out of fear is said to be in the mode of passion. Such action never leads to the elevation of renunciation.
Text 9. Karyam ityeva yat karma niyatam kriyate arjuna sangam tyaktva palam chaiva satyaga satviko mataha.
But he who performs his prescribed duty only because it ought to be done and renounces all attachment to the fruit, his renunciation is of the nature of goodness, O Arjuna.
Text 10. Nadveshti akushalam karma kushale nanu sajjate tyagi sattva samavishto medhavi chinna samshayaha.
Those who are situated in the mode of goodness, who neither hate inauspicious work nor are attached to the too auspicious work, have no doubts about work.
Text 11. Nahi deha bhrita sakyam tyaktum karmani asheshataha yastu karma palatyagi satyagiti abhidiyate.
It is indeed impossible for an embodied being to give up all activities. Therefore, it is said that he who renounces the fruits of action is one who has truly renounced.
Text 12. Anishtam ishtam mishram cha trividham karmana palam bhavati atyaginam.
For one who is not renounced, the threefold fruits of action, desirable, undesirable, and mixed accrue after death. But those who are in the renounced order of life have no such results to suffer or enjoy.
Text 13 and 14. Panchaitani mahabaho karanani nibodhame sankhe kritante proktani siddhaye sarva karmana adhishtanam tatha karta karanam cha prathak vidham vividhascha prathak cheshta daivam chaivatra panchamam.
O mighty armed Arjuna, learn from me of the five factors which bring about the accomplishment of all action. These are declared in the Sankhya philosophy to be the place of action, the performer, the senses, the endeavor, and ultimately the supersoul.
Text 15. Shariravan manobhiryat karma prarabhate narah nyayam va viparitam va panchayate tasya hetavah.
Whatever right or wrong action a man performs by body, mind, or speech is caused by these five factors.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jai Shri Krishna, bolo Jai Radhe.
Welcome back, listeners, to the Waves of Devotion at 106.1 FM. We are your hosts, Radha
and Vasavi.
So today, as I mentioned before, our topic is going to be about the ABCs.
Yeah, Radha caught my curiosity, and I'm eager to discuss today's topic about ABCD. But I'm just wondering, how is it a topic?
Okay, so say you are a kindergartner. So tell me, A is for?
A is for apple.
Right. And B is for?
Ball. C is for cat. And D is for dog.
Right. So the ABCD for the kindergartner is apple, ball, cat, and dog. Okay, now let's say that you are a dancer. So tell me what the ABCD in those terms are. I mean, if you can.
Well, let's see. Anybody can dance.
Exactly, good. I'm surprised you know that. But you see, ABCD has a lot of meanings. So now let's say you are a cardiologist, you know, a heart doctor. So tell me what ABCD is in those terms.
I don't know much about doctors, so I don't really know.
Well, okay, I'll tell you, no problem. But A is for air, B is for breathe, C is for cardiac, and D is for defibrillator. And defibrillator, if you guys don't know what that is, it's like shock therapy. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But I've never heard of this.
Well, when you do CPR class, you'll learn later. But, all right. Now, let's say you are a father with children that's living in the United States. Now tell me what the ABCDs are.
Oh, yeah, I know this one. It's American Born Confused Dizzy.
You got it. That is the most known acronym for that. So, do you know we are ABCDs as well? We belong to an Indian family, and we're born in America.
But why are we called confused? I'm not really confused, so I know what to do.
Yeah, well, it's not you're not exactly confused about you. It's confusion about your culture and where you belong and fit in society. You know, we're all exposed to one culture, and with our parents and family in the house, while we get exposed with another culture, you know, outside in schools and colleges. So, you know, we get very confused on where we belong. And both the cultures are so different. And so we kind of get sandwiched between them. We don't know what to follow, or we don't know what to do. And that's part of why we are confused. But, you know, I don't think that you and me are confused so much. You know, the important thing is to be part of one religion or organization. So increase the belief in that way. And at least we have faith in, you know, one thing.
Wow, that's really true, I guess. I never thought about it that way before. But let's listen to a nice bhajan.
Tene, 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 Okay, welcome back again, listeners, to the Waves of Devotion. I hope you enjoyed that little kirtan. It was by the one and only, the Mayapuris. And that was from their Mridanga album. It's a very, very popular song. It's very nice. I hope you all enjoyed it.
Okay, now back to the topic of ABCD. Okay, there's one thing I'm not sure about. Okay. Why is it important to have a religion to increase your belief? Like, I mean, you could have other things that could help you believe.
That's actually a really good question. Because, well, religion tells us what is right and what is wrong. You know, it doesn't let us waver in our path. And if you have something to follow, you know, whether it may be strong or not, then we're not really confused about what to do or what decisions to make in life.
So does that mean if you're in a religion, you can't be confused?
No. Of course you'll have confusion because, you know, everyone is human after all, and you're not going to know everything. But, you know, at least you'll have something legitimate to turn to when you're in need of help or, you know, in times of need. Like, okay, here's an example. So you guys know the story of Cinderella, right?
Yeah, she's the girl who talks to mice and birds and acts so weird.
True. But one thing that wasn't weird was that she always had something to believe in. And can you guess what that was?
I don't know.
True love. That was what she believed in. Although that's not really a religion or organization, she believed in something and that she thought was real. And when she was, you know, being tortured by her stepmom and stepsisters, she always remembered that she would be so happy once she found her Prince Charming. So
she knew what to do in times of help because of her belief.
Yeah, exactly. So we kind of diverted from the topic of relearning our alphabets. So now, Vasvi, can you tell us what our ABCDs are?
Okay, I'll try. So, A is for attention? I don't know.
Well, not quite, but it's a good guess. A is for association. So, have you guys ever heard the phrase, you are who you associate with?
Yeah.
And that is the most true statement I have ever heard. Because so many times, we see a random group of kids all doing the same thing. Like, giving people a hard time at the mall or making a big scene in front of a bunch of people, you know, all that stuff. So, what is common between all of these examples, Vasavi?
All of the kids are doing something together.
Yeah. Everyone in that group is either fighting or giving people a hard time or, you know, ditching class or whatever. And occasionally there's that one good person who is the good kid from the group who won't do anything bad with the other kids. But that, you know, that's occasionally. But the point is that you are who you associate with. If you hang out with kids who don't study, then, you know, automatically you're not going to study because of their influence.
But if you turn it around and if you hang out with good people who do study and do good things, then you'll become like that. Right?
Exactly. So, if you associate with people who share a belief, you will also start to kind of, cultivate that belief and you will start to process everything like they do. So it's very important that we associate with devotees because, you know, there's no better people to be with than the people who share your own thoughts and opinions, right?
Yeah.
Okay, can you guess what the next alphabet is? B.
I'm not good at this. Books?
See, you are good because you got the right answer. So, you're good, Wesley. Books are also very important in strengthening your beliefs. Now, I know you know this one, Vasu. You want to explain?
Yeah, well, books can be a source of information. I know that because I'm a total nerd. Like, I just finished the fifth book of Harry Potter yesterday. But yeah, books are important when it comes to belief in religions. So since we're not super smart, we need another place where we can get information and guidance. Like, devotees are not always going to be around to help you. So the other best thing you can do is go to books that are good.
Okay, so you're saying that books are a source of information, right?
Yeah.
So can I just turn or can I just read any random book?
Well, there's a catch. Like, how do you know if the author knows what he's talking about? You don't. So if it's a random book, I suggest you do a light reading on that. But the ones that are real and legitimate are holy books. So there's the Bible for Christianity and the Quran for Islam and so on.
Oh, okay. So what is the holy book for us, Vasavi?
The one and only Bhagavad Gita as it is and the Srimad Bhagavatam. Like the shlokas we recite every time we go before we start the program are from the Bhagavad Gita. These words are very sacred because they were said by Krishna himself to Arjuna in a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So who wrote that?
His Grace Srila Prabhupada, of course. He didn't actually write it because how is that possible? Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita thousands of years ago and Prabhupada was born around in the early 1900s. Well, he didn't have to translate the actual Bhagavad Gita into English. And that is what we have it today.
Wow, seriously? That's cool. So, now that we have the A for, what is the A for, Vasavi?
Association.
And now that we have the B for, which
books.
Is? Okay. So, do you want to know what the C is?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, just hold that suspense for a little longer, because we're going to play a melodious kirtan by a great by the Mayapuris once more. You know, we kind of decided to do this whole program with the kirtans of the Mayapuris because, you know, we haven't really done their songs in quite a while. So, this is a song that they sang from their album Mridanga, and it's called Gopinath. So, please enjoy. So welcome back, listeners, to the Waves of Devotion. So I hope you enjoyed that little song by the Mayapuris. But now going on to letter C. So what do you think that one is?
Chanting.
Good job. So chanting is the next step. And did you know that the simple holy name can clear all of your sins? So think about chanting the holy name 108 times for some part of your day, for every single day of your life. How much sins do you think you'll be clearing?
Wow, put it that way, Radha. Now you made me want to chant some more. So if you chant every day, then you'll be clearing your sins of, like, by one?
Well, not even by one by one. I mean, you'll clear all of your sins at the same time just by chanting one holy name. But, you know, the more you chant, the more bhakti you will develop, and then all of your sins from your past will just vanish.
But how?
And, well, that's a good question. You know, well, you know when you say Krishna, Krishna is literally dancing on your tongue. His name is him himself. And like Kalusutta mentioned a few weeks ago, when we say Krishna, Krishna hears his name and sees who is calling out for him. And he comes and he stands right next to us.
Whoa, he stands next to us? I want to try.
Okay, go for it. So, everyone, let's all say the Maha Mantra together. Are you all ready?
Yes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Bol. So
Krishna's standing right next to us right now.
Yeah, okay, you can wave to him because he's everywhere now. And, you know, Prabhupada said that even, like, the minimum you should chant is 16 rounds. But, you know, he knows that everyone was busy with work. And a devotee came up to him and said, Prabhupada, you know, I can't chant this many rounds because, you know, I have so much work to do, my children to take care of, my wife, my job, everything. So Prabhupada said, yes, I understand that. But even if you chant just a few rounds a day, and if you build up towards it, you can eventually chant 16 rounds without difficulty. And chanting, it's also like meditation. Did you know that, Vasavi?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, chanting, it calms the mind. And since I'm a student, and, you know, before taking a test, I always chant. What does it do to you? You don't know? It's fine. It's cool. Well, you know, chanting, it gives you a sense of relaxation. You know, like meditation. It's okay, Vasavi. And, you know, because Prabhupada said that chanting, it's like yoga. And it's not even like yoga. It is yoga. There is this book he wrote, The Perfection of Yoga. And that is basically what he's talking about. Chanting, it calms the mind completely, and you can divulge in the chanting. And just chant one round in the morning, guys. I'm telling you, chant one round in the morning, and you will see how much it will affect your day. I do that every day on the bus. I do that every single day on the bus. And it is so immensely helpful. Like, I do well in my school, I do well in all my assignments and everything. So, I mean, you don't know, I mean, you chant, right, Vasavi? So what does it do to you?
It helps me to become more focused, and I can see my goals clearly. So when I study for a test, people usually get distracted, but if I chant before studying, I don't get distracted, and I always get good grades on my assignments. Don't you agree?
Yeah, 100%, of course. And like I said, the best time to chant is in the morning because you are fresh, wide awake, your mind is clear, and there's no tensions. And this is a good time when your attention will be entirely on chanting. So yeah, I mean, I do agree with you.
So I guess this method of chanting can even work when you're in college.
Absolutely. And, you know, since I'm going to 11th grade, I'll be taking the SAT exam, you know, which is like some college entrance exam. It's a huge test. So before I take the test in October, I'm going to chant, you know, at least like 10 rounds. But, you know, I liked your method, Vasavi. You mentioned earlier when we were talking about this in the car, you mentioned that you chant even before studying. And that's nice. I mean, I'll try that.
So for all you fellow 11th graders who are about to take the SAT exam, this is a good method.
Yeah, but can you also guess what else it does? So you know how we all reincarnate after every death, right? But do you guys ever wonder for how long do you have to keep going through the same thing, you know, reborn, then death, then getting born again, getting diseases, then dying? I mean, don't you guys get so tired of it? So to get out of the circle, chanting is the best way.
Because like you mentioned before, chanting is like talking to Krishna himself.
Yeah, exactly. The Maha Mantra actually means that you're calling out for him. Like, you know how a child calls out for his father, just raising his arms to carry him. That is what we are doing when we chant. We are surrendering everything unto Krishna. We are praising him. We are asking him for guidance. You know, because we all want to go back to him. We don't want to stay in this world any longer. So when you chant, you enter a mode of spirituality. And you know, this world is not at all on a spiritual level. So when you chant, you automatically become higher than this world and you just drop out of it. And even though I'm talking about chanting to get focused for exams and all, the main thing of chanting is to develop love for Krishna. We are doing all of this for the pleasure of the Lord. You know, it's not that Krishna wants this, but we want to do this for him because he has given us so much. And by doing this, we will drop out of the cycle of birth and death.
Okay, so now that we've talked about the C, let's talk about the D. Now, the D is for...
diet. Srila Prabhupada, the founder of ISKCON, he gave a lecture on this topic. And it's not really a lecture, but it's a conversation between a Christian priest who ate meat and Srila Prabhupada was telling the priest the true diet of that the human should have. And I'm going to play this in a few seconds. I mean, this conversation is a little bit hard to hear, so please focus intently on this. The wisdom and clever talks by Prabhupada that he gives are so realistic. So, without further ado, here is the lecture that Srila Prabhupada, well, the conversation that Srila Prabhupada was having with the priest.
For the food of man, to eat.
Man can eat grains, food grains, fruits, milk, sugar, wheat.
Not the chair, but the not the
no flesh.
No flesh.
No. Why? Just like the fruits. The fruits are meant for human being.
Yes.
The tiger does not come to eat your fruits.
Yes.
So tiger's food is another animal. Man's food is fruit.
Yes, sir.
Food grains.
Yes, yes, yes.
Meat product. That's like
food. It is why? Because grain and plants are also living beings.
That we also understand.
Yes, sir.
But if if you can live just like generally, if I can live on fruits and grains, why should I kill another animal?
Yes.
Yes. Really? Another thing, that how can you support that animal killing is not sin?
Yes, sir. Comment justifier que tuer les animaux n'est pas péché?
Que les animaux n'est pas péché?
Que
tuer les animaux n'est pas péché?
How do you justify it?
Yes, because we thought that there is a difference of nature between life of man, life of spirit, and biological life. We think that animals, plants are not real beings, are world of appearance, and that human person only is real being. And that, in this sense, the material world is without importance. The spirit is real beings, and the remain is appearance, and not really exists. And we think so. We think that animals, plants are not real beings, are world of appearance, and that human person only is real being. And that, in this sense, the material world is without importance.
Now, I follow. Suppose you are living in this house.
Yes.
So, you are not this house. That's a fact.
Yes, yes.
But if I come and break your house,
yes,
is it not inconvenience for you?
Yes, surely. Surely it is inconvenient.
So if I cause inconvenience unto you,
yes,
is it not criminal?
It is inconvenient.
So welcome back, listeners. I know that this was a very short lecture. I mean, I kind of lost track of time. But you can always go on YouTube and search for Prabhupada lectures. They're all very interesting. So I'm going to try to quickly wrap it up. So A is for association, and this is the first step to strengthening your beliefs, because associating with the right people will take you to the right place. So if you associate with devotees, you'll be on the right track. Next, B is for books. Books are important because they can give you the answers that better than people can. And you know, Prabhupada wrote more than 100 books at the age of 8. But remember to always follow the holy books, because they are direct words from God. C is for chanting, and this is very important, because even without the A, B, or D, if you chant Krishna, he will see your sincerity, and he will come to and help you himself. So just chant with sincere love for him, and that's all that you can really do. And lastly, D is for diet. If you can't keep your body healthy, then your mind cannot be healthy either. So, and you can concentrate and continue your daily activities and your spiritual activities, to be exact. And the type of food you eat will develop a certain consciousness. So be careful about what you're eating, guys. So unfortunately, we are running out of time, guys. And as a final announcement, we invite you all to come to the Sunday feast this evening at the Hare Krishna Dham ISKCON Temple. You will have Aarti at 5:30 p.m., which will be followed by a fun and nice lecture on the scriptures, which will then be followed by marvelous and exciting kirtan by devotees who came all the way from Chicago. They are very talented and amazing, so please don't miss it. And of course, you cannot forget the dinner. We're going to be having a full-course vegetarian dinner at the end of the entire program. So you don't need to worry about what's going to be for dinner tonight. So we are your hosts, Radha
and Vasavi,
signing off for today. And we will end with the program with Srila Prabhupada's kirtan. He is the founder acharya of ISKCON, of the Hare Krishna movement. So we will meet you guys here again, same time, 12 p.m., same day, Sunday, at 106.1 FM with another wave of the Waves of Devotion. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna.